Callum, congratulations, you're into the next round of the FA Youth Cup. A job well done.
Yeah, got what we came for in terms of getting through to the next round, and I think that's the main thing. Pleased, really pleased for the players, because these are tough ties to play in, especially when you're playing so many rounds before where you'd previously be, certainly 12 months ago. So delighted with the way they applied themselves, and it is a job done for us.
It's been a hard couple of weeks in terms of the preparations, with the game being reversed as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, hey, that's one thing, that's one part of it. There's a bit of the game being reversed gives us a problem. Massive congratulations to Sam Batchelor. I mean, out of stage of the game, and we sort of appreciate their support. That's a shame for the lads, isn't it, to be able to get out there. We get sort of really big crowds at home for youth games in this competition. But look, that's the smallest of my problems in terms of preparing for this game. We lose a centre-half to a broken wrist, sort of an innocuous landing ends up sort of breaking a bone. We lose a forward to ACL surgery a few weeks ago after a sort of process that dragged out. It's been tough in terms of taking in a new cohort, preparing the new scholars, and it's not getting any easier. It's a tough job when you try and put teams out in competitions like this. It's challenging. So, yeah, really, really difficult and tough to prepare for. But I think the players, they were a credit to themselves tonight.
On the game itself tonight, it felt like a real cup tie in the first half. But how important was that goal just before the break by Lloyd Marshews?
Yeah, so I think you sum it up quite well. It was a cup tie. It was a proper... It was going to go one or two ways. We were either going to come out the traps very strong and show our quality, and our hosts were going to be nervous, potentially. And I think it was the total opposite. I think we looked a little bit like a side almost too determined, and we were too determined to score early. We were desperate to put the tie to bed in the opening 10, 15 minutes, as you talk about, and stuff just went for Sam Batchelor. They set up really well, as you sort of praise them for. But a couple of decisions went their way. They have three set pieces in the opening 5 minutes, and the ball's being whipped across our box. We go 1-0 up, the referee goes down with a shoulder injury, and then he recovered. And they score immediately after that restart. They score within 30 seconds of the referee putting his shoulder back on, and they're able to get the goal. But it was massive, Lloydy scoring that goal, and it just gave us a little bit of time. We talked at half time, people like think you're going to go in and shout and scream. No, rewarded them for the perseverance, massive, and just almost tried to remove the stress element, because it's hard. These cup ties are hard, I'll be honest. For us to start in the prelim, and that's not with a sort of any arrogance or any sort of unnecessary level of belief as to where we should be. We are a decent outfit, and because of the relegation at first team level, we're playing in the prelim. We'll play another game. How do we get to the first round proper? How do we get the third? We work harder than ever in particularly challenging circumstances.
In the second half, you got to bring on George Woodburn, and something you touched on before the game was an opportunity for a player there who's come through every single age group and now played in the FA Youth Cup. How special a moment is that for you in the academy?
Yeah, brilliant. Woody, George Woodburn. He was in my first group as an under 10. Makes me feel old. Wow. It was great. It's great for the old club, and I think the youngsters that are coming through in our academy see the pathway that... It isn't just about players that you pick up sort of further down the line, age group wise. There is the opportunity to come right the way through. I go back to numbers where we're at. We would have struggled to fill the bench without using some of our youngsters today. That is where we're at injury wise and the challenges we face. So that it was brilliant that he took that opportunity. I'd like to get more of the younger lads on and get them involved. They've been terrific, our first year group. They've been it's been so hard and so tough pre-season. Just some of the challenges. Look, I don't go into it. I'm not like that, but it's been tough, and I think they were terrific, and they earned the opportunity, and George is one of a number. We could have done that with a number of the boys in terms of getting the youngster on, but it was nice to get one that had come right the way through, and I think he took his opportunity. Hell of a throw-in, wasn't it?
Indeed. And now onto the first qualifying round, and another tough test away at Marine.
Yeah, they don't get any easier, do they? I'm used to that with this competition. We are destined to play away at every opportunity. It feels like home games are banned. For us, I was amazed we got a home tie against Sam Batchelor. I was laughing and joking about it, wasn't it? We finally get a home tie in a competition. That served me right. Looks like I brought on the end of the world rain. So for us to go to Marine, we watched Marine on Monday night. I went to their tie with the staff against Southport. They came out winners on penalties. It's going to be really tough. It's going to be away ties in the FA Youth Cup are incredibly difficult. You've seen that when teams have come to us. You know who we've knocked out at our ground. But players need to enjoy tonight. I won't. I won't enjoy. Not got any time to sort of get too pleased with it. So we'll get this journey home out of the way. We'll get ourselves home, and then I'll start preparing for the start of the National League Alliance season next week and then Marine. But so yeah, really pleased for the players. Not sort of sharing any of that myself. And we'll be giving it a good go in the next round.
Regardless, Callum, congratulations.
Cheers, thank you.